Final hearing of the January 6th Select Committee is scheduled for today, the last installment of the series before turning it over to the next Select Committee, probably Jim Jordan's unbiased, hand-picked kangaroo court, this one to investigate the investigators who will announce the winners of their choice for criminal charges. I think, spoiler alert, we can expect Donald to be their first pick. So much winning for the guy, he's probably sick of winning. Whether the Department of Justice prosecutes based on this recommendation remains to be seen, but irate MAGA congressmen are already making it clear to the department that a select committee will be formed to investigate Merrick Garland and his G-men. Clear your calendar, Mr. Garland, the wannabe Speaker of the House Kevin McCarthy made clear, same guy that pointed the finger at Trump after the insurrection that scared him, but who went to Mar-a-Lago shortly after to beg forgiveness from the soon-to-be-impeached president in exile. The hunger for power can make a man grovel. Lord only knows what else Kevin would do for the scepter. So much for profiles and courage in this era. Who needs Netflix serials when you got this kind of tragic comedy material on everything from the New York Times to Twitter? Not great for managing a country, maybe, but hey, it's entertainment, and after all, we voted for a reality TV show huckster, so let's play this out. See who's fired. Of course, we need to update the Select Committee panel shows, don't you think? Something a bit fresher, something to appeal to the Gen Xers, maybe think out of the box, or the Congress. Take it to the street, why not? Studio audiences in Poughkeepsie and Mankato. Load up the truth bus and journey to the hinterlands. Between witnesses, let's have some song and dance, something lively, patriotic, of course, move those booties to the right, hopefully.